Free Lady.
Okay.
Oh, you have that? Wait a minute. Thank you. Vigrahara dhananitsadana singaradhanaman viramadhanaru yuktasya vaktam samijan yakopi bandhe gurasthi saranaru. So, this is one of the items to learn how to decorate the deity. Sri Vigraha. Sri means goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Krishna is always associated with Lakshmi. Because Radharani is the original goddess of fortune. And as all other Vishnumurti, Nara, Rama, Vimutti, Sukala, Niyamena, Sishthan, Krishna is always existing. Sishthan means existing with many other forms simultaneously. Ram, Nishinga, Varaha, and Narayan, Vishnu. So, Vishnu and Narayan, there are many expansions. You have seen on the cover of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are different planets. And each and every planet, there is predominating deity, Narayan, Vishnu. They have got different names. So, he is always associated with his eternal consort, as well as devotees, many thousand, millions, in the spiritual world. In the material world, the creation of the material world is one-fourth demonstration of the whole creation. And this is one of the universes. In the material world, there are innumerable universes. Jasya prabha prabhato jagadanna koti. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by one of his devotees that, sir, you have come, you just liberate all the residents of this universe, and that in making him happy. And if you think they're so impious, they cannot be liberated, then I am ready to take up their sinful activities. But you take them out. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, even one universe is liberated, still there are so many universes. This universe is just like one master seed in the bag of a master. Let us imagine how many universes are there. All these together, that is one-fourth energy demonstration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Ekamshena Sthitu Jagat. It is only one-fourth divine manifestation. It is three-fourth manifestation in the spiritual world. So, just imagine God's creation. It is inconceivable by us, but we can learn it by Savanam. That is the only way. We, even in this material world, in this universe, we have heard of so many planets, but it is not possible to go and see. They cannot go even in the moon planet. And still they are very much proud of their advancement of knowledge. So, we cannot understand it. But if we patiently hear from the right source, then we can may have some conception. Just like the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, parastasmātu bhāva nīya. Bhāva, sabhāva, or nature. There is another nature. So we have to hear. By hearing, this is the beginning of bhakti. Savana. Savanam kīkalam Vishnu. We have to hear, and after hearing, we have to repeat. That is called kīrtana. So, in this way, there are 9 different processes, you know. Navadhā bhakti. Savaram kīrtanam Vishnu, smaranam pādasevanam archanam vandanam dāsam sakkham ātmanivedanam. So, because these activities, devotional activities, are on the spiritual platform, all of them are absolute. It is not that if you are hearing, but you are not chanting, then your result will be little less than the other who is hearing and chanting. No. It is absolute truth. Just like if you taste a sugar candy, lump of sugar candy, from any side you taste, the sweetness is there. There is no difference that if you taste this side, then it is more sweet than the other side. Krishna is complete, absolute truth. So, any side, if you become expert in hearing, that is as good as one is engaged in other 8 processes or 9 processes. That is stated in this sastra. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he simply listened. He did not do any other process. Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit, they got liberation simply by executing one of the 9 different processes. So, Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit, Abhavad Vaiya Sadhiki Kata. Parikshit Maharaj got liberation simply by hearing. And Sudev Goswami, he got liberation simply by chanting. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, he got liberation simply by memorizing, smaranam. Lakshmi ji, simply by serving the lotus feet of Narayana. So, Krishna consciousness is in the absolute platform. There is no relativity. In the temple, I say, as there are so many different duties, one is worshipping directly the deity, decorating the deity, and the other is washing the temple. It does not mean that the one who is cleansing the deity is less important than the person who is in the temple room, deity room. No. Because of the absolute. The deity, as the deity is important, similarly, the floor of the temple is also important. Same important. Because of the absolute. So, in executing our devotional service, we are engaged in different duties. Somebody is cooking, somebody is decorating the deity, somebody is cleansing the floor, somebody is going to sell books, somebody is doing something, everything, nirbhagne Krishna sambandhe, in relationship with Krishna. Because the relationship is there with Krishna, then every activity which I did, that is complete. There is no such material distinction. It's like here in the material world, somebody is sitting in the office chair and somebody is cleansing the office. So the cleaner is supposed to be lower than the officer. But in the spiritual world, there is no such distinction. The officer and the cleaner, they are of the same importance. That is, in Krishna with Krishna. That is spiritual world. In Vrindavan, the cowherd poets, they are playing with Krishna on equal terms. They do not know Krishna is God. They simply know how to love Krishna. That's all. There is no need of thinking that Krishna is greater than the other cowherd boy, the living entity. There is no such sense. Krishna wants that. That is, Goloka Vrindavan wants it. Simply, the center is Krishna, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they love Krishna, and they do not know anything except Krishna. This is Vrindavan. Everyone knows that Krishna is my very intimate friend. That somebody knows Krishna is my son. Somebody knows that Krishna is my master. Somebody is thinking Krishna is my lover. But center is Krishna. The cows, the calves, the friends, the gopis, and the cowherd boy, Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's mother, Yashomati, everyone's center is Krishna. How Krishna will be happy? This is Vrindavan life. If we try to follow the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, how to love Krishna, then our life is successful. That is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Pumartha Maha. Pumartha means purushartha, or the goal of life. The goal of life in the material world, generally, not for the animals, but for the human being. The goal of life, generally, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Dharma, artha, kaam, moksha. Some people are interested to become pious, religious, because by becoming pious and religious, their economic development will be automatically there, and some of them are interested in simply economic development for satisfaction of the senses, and some of them, they are considered to be topmost interested in liberation. But a Krishna conscious devotee, he is not interested in either of these four items. He is interested how to love Krishna. That is pure devotion. That is pancham purushas. Now people do not know it. Nati vidu sattva gatim se Vishnu. People do not know it. Generally, if one is very pious man, he wants to be religious, moralist, religious. And others, for me, they are interested how to develop economic position. And others, they are simply interested in sense gratification. This is material world. And when these material stick persons are disgusted, then they want liberation. Their liberation means to become one, merge into the existence of the Supreme. That is not very difficult. They give the example that the water mixes in the vast mass of water and they become one. But that is not the fact. You can make an experiment that you take a little rain water and put it in the ocean. The ocean does not become rain. So, chemically also, the water, the composition of molecules of water. But it is mixed with water. That is a fact. But there is another process which evaporates the water. Suppose you are mixed with the water, the Mahavadi philosophy, then we let us mix with the big water, then I become big. Because here in the material world, he tried to become big in so many ways, but he could not become big, therefore he wants to merge into the biggest Brahma, so that he thinks that he will become. He is already Brahma. So, the Brahma effulgence is a combination of so many sparks from living entities. So this philosophy, to march into the big Brahma, Supreme Brahma, or effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, that is not very secure position. It is said in the Shastra that Arujya Krichena Param Padana Sataha Patanti Yatha, they fall down. We have seen that many Mahavadi philosophers and sannyasis, they give up this world as mithya, false. But after some time, they again come to this false material world, false of philanthropic war, humanitarian war, because they could not get Krishna. If you have left this world as false, then why you are coming again to give service to the world? No, they could not get. Arujya pichena parampadam. Parampadam means Brahma. Patanti adha, they fall. Why? Anadita jusman angraya. Because they neglected the lotus feet of Krishna. They did not get any shelter. It's like if you go very high in the sky, but if you don't get a shelter, then again you come back. Just like this moon planet goes, they attempted many times jumping, but they could not get any shelter. They have come back again. Now they have, I think, left the grace of sour. After jumping, the jackal, when he could not get the grace, then he says, the grace has sour, that is, no need. So these so-called scientists, after jumping like the jackal, could not get any place in the moon planet, and they have come down again. It is not possible. You cannot go to any of the planets, although they are material. You cannot, just like, you cannot go to any country without getting the visa permit. Similarly, there are many planets. They are open for your entrance, but not in that way. They by force you will go. That is not possible. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Janti deva vrta deva. You have to qualify yourself to enter into such planets. They are called heavenly planets. You cannot enter by force. Therefore, you are conditioned. We are not free. We are conditioned. We should always remember that we are conditioned by the material nature. We are not free, we are not independent. That we are forgetting. At the present moment, the trend of civilization is that everyone is thinking that he is independent. He can do whatever he likes. He can manufacture his own process of religious principles. These madden ideas are there. No. Religious principle you cannot manufacture. Just like law. You cannot say that I will manufacture my own law. No. That is not possible. Law means state's law, and you have to abide by that. That is law. You cannot avoid it. You cannot say that I won't accept the state law, that I will make my own law. That is not possible. Dharmam sāsād bhagavat pramintam. Dharma means the laws and the regulations given by God. That is all. Therefore, Krishna said, sarva dharmān parityajya māmīkam sarvam. This is real dharma. And Bhagavat says, dharma prajjita kaitava atta. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, all cheating types of religious principles is reject. The real dharma is to surrender to Krishna. That is real dharma. And any religion which does not teach this principle to surrender to God, Krishna, and love Him, that is real religion. Therefore, Bhagavat teaches that real religion, Bhagavat dharma. And that was declared in the lineage. They are all cheating type of legal system. Is rejected. It's out. Projit. Projita means just like you wash your floor or sweep your floor and collect the dust and throw it out. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what is called unwanted so-called religious system, they have been collected and thrown. Here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is only one religious system, which is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita in the last chapter, 18th chapter, the Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sarvam. If we accept this principle, then we enter into the Bhagavad Dharma. Otherwise, there is no entrance in the Bhagavad Dharma. For the Mahavadi who wants to become one with the Supreme, you can become one. One means the same thing, a small portion of the water. But our philosophy is not to mix up with the water superficially, but enter into the water and live there like fish, big, big fish. That is our. What is the use of becoming one with the water? Go within the water and live there like a whale fish, perpetually. That is our philosophy. So, that is secure philosophy. Because as soon as actually you become a big fish within the water, there is no question of evaporation. Then if he remains superficially on the water, then he will be evaporated again, and again thrown outside, and again come as river. So your coming and going, repetition of birth and death will not stop. But once you become a big fish, there is no evaporation. These things are explained in the Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. Don't be misled by this Mahabharata philosophy that you fall into the water. Tohi janami puna tohi visara. They say that enter into the Supreme. You can enter, but what is the benefit? You will again evaporate. Arujyatichena parang pasang tata pasanti allah. Because living entity by nature is anandamaya bhyasa. By nature they want pleasure. Every one of us, we are struggling so hard. Why? To get some pleasure. Nobody is trying so hard committing suicide. Is anybody there in this material world who is working so hard for ultimately making suicide? No. Everyone is trying to become happy. Anandamaya bhava, because he wants. That is his nature. Satchita ananda. Eternal light, full of knowledge and full of bliss. This is real life. So if we simply accept eternity like the Mahavadis, then what about the other two virtues? Or if we simply live in knowledge, theoretically, I know so many things to prepare Rasgulla, Sandesh, Halwa, Kachori. But if I do not practically taste what is Halwa, what is Kachori, then what is the use of simply having knowledge? So the Mahavadi philosophy like that. Simply knowledge. That knowledge is there in the Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, the first lesson. Dehirasmin yathadehi kumar jama. The within the body, the there is the soul. That soul is titana. Na hannate hannamani sarire na jayate namya. This is the first lesson. That I am Brahma. I am spirit soul. I am eternal. I do not die even after the anniversary. This is the first lesson. It doesn't require much time. That we have to devote our whole life to understand that I am Brahma. He can be understood even by a child. It's not very difficult. But how to engage myself as Brahma, that requires education. That is Savanam Ketanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padatevanam, Achanam Bandhanam Dasam Satham Mahatmani. So these things begin after self-realization. Otherwise, why one should be interested about Vishnu, Savanam Kirtanam, Vishnu? One is interested, what is the report of the share market? He should hear. Right? No. The Shastra says, no, you should hear about Vishnu. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. That he hear about Vishnu, Krishna, not anybody else. There are so many politicians, big other materialistic persons. We can hear about him. That's why people are reading the biography of big politicians and spoiling their time. We are not interested. We are interested only to hear about Vishnu. That is Krishna consciousness. We are not interested. So many biographies are there. People are interested. But our literature, we have published so many, about 50 books, only on Krishna. That's all. Nothing else. Savanam Ketanam Vishnu. These three parts is going on. The publication means Samanam Ketanam Vishnu or Smaranam Palutevanam Jayakrishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Stick to this principle. Don't try to hear anything else. Tadvada Vishanka Janakara Viplava. Tadvāra viśadka janatāra vittrava jasmi pratiṣṇokam avadha bhaktati nāmāni viṣṇu jasvaṁ kitāni sinnanti gāyanti ginanti sāra. On the other hand, natadvā vachas citta padam harir jasa pravinita kata parvinita karic tadvāya samti. Today, devotee, a literature, a so-called literature, very nicely written, with decorative words, metaphors, and this thing. And then, tadbhāga viṣatta, natat bhachas citra-padam, very nicely, literally very nicely decorated. Natat bhachas citra-padam, harerajatha na prajanita parihichi. But there is no mention about Krishna and his glories. Just like, especially in the Western country, you have got newspapers, big bunch of newspapers. But not a single line is there about Krishna. Not a single. So, for the devotees, this kind of literature is compared with the garbage. That's buyersome people. It's like buyersome crows. The crows gather together where everything is nonsense. They gather together. You'll find that is the nature among the class of birds. Where all nasty things are thrown away, the crows will gather. Then another bird, swans. They will do that. The swans will gather in a very nice garden with clear water, lotus flower, and birds, and singing. They will gather there. As there are by nature, there are different classes of animals. Even in the birds, beasts, the birds of the same feather, flocking. So where the crows go, the swans do not. And where the swans go, the crows have no access. Similarly, the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for the swans, not for the crows. So try to remain swans, Rajahams or Paramahamsa. Hamsa means swan. Even if you have got this little place, don't go to the place of the crows, the so-called club, restaurant, brothel, dancing club. People are, especially on the Western countries, are very much busy with these places. But don't remain crow. Become swans simply by this process, chanting and hearing about Krishna. This is the process. To remain Paramahamsa. Dhamma prajjita kaitava astra nirmasrana. Dhamma prajjita kaitava astra parama nirmasrana. This Bhagavad Dharma, this Krishna consciousness, is meant for parama nirmasrana. Masrata. Masrana and envy. I am envious of you, you are envious of me. This is material world. Just like so many envious persons are there in this quarter, simply lodging complaint against us. We have got good experience of this. So, the Bhagavad Dharma is meant for Parama Nirmasarana. Masarata means one who cannot endure or cannot tolerate others' advancement. That is called masarata. That is the nature of it. Everyone is trying to advance more. The neighbor is envious. Oh, this man is going ahead. I could not. This is even his brother, even his son. This is the nature of it. So therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma is not meant for such persons who are envious. It is meant for the Parama Nirmasana, who has given up this envy or envious attitude, ultimately. How it is possible? It is possible only when you have learned how to love Krishna. That is there you will see that everyone is Krishna's part and parcel. So he is suffering for want of his Krishna consciousness. Let me speak something about him, about Krishna. Let me give some literature to him about Krishna so that one day he will come to Krishna consciousness and become happy. This is sabanam ki sabanam, smaranam process. We should ourselves also continuously hear from authoritative literature persons and continuously go on chanting the same thing, repetition. That's all. Then everything will be happy atmosphere. Otherwise, the crows assembly in the garbage will continue and nobody will be happy. Thank you very much. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.